Welcome to this week's edition of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We open the show in Crossville with the Lady Panthers and head coach Mike Buck, who are off to a 17-1 start and ranked 8th in Class 3A.
Well, we have some really talented players, Justin. I guess that's the key. You know, they're talented, they work hard, they play together, they follow follow a game plan and really unselfish, so those that's really the secret, if there is one.
Well, Saturday you avenged your only loss of the season against Science Hill. So I just kind of want to know the difference in the first game against Science Hill and then the game Saturday that you were able to win.
Yeah, I think it really came down to you look at one player, and that's Maddie Buck, my daughter. She actually, when we played them up there, you know, nobody really could get in a rhythm. I think it was a struggle. It was a back-to-back day, games. And she just didn't have a very good game, to be honest with you. Nobody really played well, but she probably, struggled more than anybody. She had like 9 turnovers, I think, 8 or 9 turnovers in that game. And then they came here. Obviously, our girls were more focused and payback mindset, I guess, and wanted to really, make a statement. But her play, Maddie's play, was so much better. She had I think 9 assists in this game and 1 turnover. So she I think was the difference in her, being able to kind of lead her group and find open people out there and get the ball and distribute it and take care of it. I think was a big difference. And I think over her last 7 games now, she's at like 59 assists against 56 assists against 9 turnovers. And so her play has really improved, which, again, with good players around her, that's one of the things I keep telling her, is that you've got a dream job. You got so many good players around you, just handle it and take care of it and kind of lead us, from a ball handling standpoint, so in an execution standpoint. So that was a big deal. We made shots, obviously, playing at home makes it special too. And ball goes in a little bit better here. Although we really shot it well on the road, even last night. But I think that was had as much to do with it as anything.
Well, Coach, let's talk about last night. You start your district play with a big win against a really good team down there in Ray County, 56-54.
Well, every team is so different. Every year it's there are lessons that every team has to learn in order to get where you want to go and maximize your potential and be as good as you can be. This group hadn't been in this particular moment. We hadn't been, down 1 with seconds left on the clock in a district game, and so I was so proud of them, the way they, we would make a run and then they would come back. We would make a run and they would come back. And so, they made a couple plays late in the game there that put us down 1 with seconds, in the last minute of the game. And so we were able to execute and find an open shot out there. The one that we were going for, they, again, very good team, very talented, team. The one play, the focus of our last play was taken away by them, a good defensive team. And so I told them, just have some confidence. If that's not there, you'll find an open look. And we really did. We had some patience. We reversed the ball, and the ball, we attacked the rim with a dribble. Anna Goss did. It kicked it out the backside to Keaton Freitag, who knocked down her 2nd 3 of the game. And, to give us a down 1, give us a 2-point lead, and that held on to ended up being the final. But just really happy with, Mallory Hampton is the back-to-back player of the year in our league, a little point guard from Ray County, a really good player going to Samford University in Birmingham. And I think the play defensively Maddie Buck, had again last night on her was a big deal. She ended up with 17, made some plays late, and she had 6 through 3 quarters, ended up with 17. On the game, for them. So we really had a battle. Emma Capps ended up with a double-double for us. She had 18 points and 10 rebounds. And so you know, we could go across the board. There were big plays made by a lot of people. And District 6 AAA, I'm telling you, there are, you know, five of us in that league. And, you know, Ray County was actually picked fourth out of five, which is, you know, phenomenal. They have everybody returning. And, you know, just incredibly talented, including the player of the year, back-to-back player of the year in the league. The fact that they were picked fourth is kind of it's less of a slap against them and more of a compliment to our league. You know, us, White County, Cookeville, them, and then Warren County. So, but yeah, that first big road test, we passed that test. Even handled some adversity along the way. So I know we're a lot better off today than we were yesterday.
With starting your district play so late, like you said, you only have five teams in your league, but that's got to help you some as a coach and help your team, you know, as they progress through the year.
Yeah, you know, and we always like to go out and play as tough a schedule as possible. You know, this year we had a couple teams that kind of dropped us. So our schedule's not as tough. It's still tough. We played some really good teams. But being able to learn a lot of lessons and go out and schedule teams that kind of give you some looks that you'll need to be good at. So you find a good shooting team that you have to go play, and that is similar to Ray County. And so you just kind of do things like that along the way. I like the fact that we only have eight, you know, league games, and they're all after Christmas. I like that a lot. You know, we had a lot of times as you move into this part of the year, you got a lot of bumps and bruises, and everybody is dealing with that and some injuries and all. We actually were shorthanded last night. We had a kid not play. Katie Atkinson did not play for us last night. But, you know, being able to learn a lot of lessons before you enter league play, I think, you know, it just makes, you know, league play more, complete, I guess. You've got some really good, talented, tested teams, you know, entering into those, you know, those eight games, those eight battles, you know. And so, well-coached, very talented young ladies that we see night in, night out in those games. And so it's really fun. It's kind of, you know, playing chess with some really quality coaches out there with really talented players.
The Lady Panthers look to extend their win streak to 11 Friday night against Warren County. In segment two of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders, we will hear from Warren County boys coach Chris Sullins and Jim Brown of Jackson County. We start off segment two of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders in Warren County, with coach Chris Sullins as he looks for a way to break a three-game losing streak here in the middle of the season.
I think we're a basketball team that right now we're struggling to understand in late-game situations how important each possession is. I think mentally there's times that we don't understand as far as in tight situations that you've got to wrap up the intensity and your mental focus has got to be a little bit better. I've been proud. I've been proud of them of going on. You know, we've been on the road last night against White County in a tough environment, but. You know, you got to make sure you hit free throws in those situations. You got to understand your assignments. You got to understand what the scout says and how to apply that when it comes to how you're playing. You know, we had a couple charges last night late in the ball game against a young man that we know is capable of taking charges against our basketball team. And you know, it's just about it's not a physical thing. It's more of a mental thing. And it's I don't want to say it's a hurdle to overcome, but it's something that we're gonna have to do a better job of. Going forward, if we want to win these type basketball games, because you're at the time of the season where basketball games are not decided by 15 or 20 possessions. It's minute. There's one, two, three possessions that swing basketball games either way.
Well, and speaking of last night, you played a really close game with White County there in Sparta.
I thought it played out pretty much the way we thought it would. I mean, the first time we played them, it was 45-42 going into the fourth quarter, and then defensively, you know, like we said, I don't think mentally we understand how we were going to have to ramp the pressure up and make sure we're focused. You got to make sure you rebound the basketball, all those little things that people don't the stat sheet doesn't show at times, but you understand you've got to get those things done to win basketball games. I thought it played out pretty much the way we thought it would. We think we match up pretty well with White County, and it's a district basketball game, and everybody knows everybody at this time of the year. I think with C.J. fouled out, he's a guy that does a lot of things for us. He fouled out with about 3.5 minutes to go. That's tough. I thought we had opportunities to hit some big shots to stay in the basketball game. I thought Urban got a good look there at the end when we were down three. We missed a couple key free throws. That was tough. And then we lost flat in one time in transition, something we hadn't done all night. And, we just forgot where he was for a split second. He's a guy that'll make you pay. But that's a tough place to play. White County, the student section was on top of us, which that's what they're supposed to do. And it's a loud, rowdy, raucous crowd and the only guys that can help us is the guys on our bench. So I was proud of how we played, but I wasn't proud of the results. Like we told them last night, we played kind of a style and the way we wanted to play, but we didn't get it done. So as well as we thought we played, we still didn't get in the win column, so we've got to be better our next time out.
8-time state champion Jim Brown knew this would be a tough season with only one senior for his Lady Blue Devils, but he expected them to be off to a better start than their 1-15 record so far.
I expect us to be better than what we are. Right now, we just struggle, can't really get over the hump. I knew we were going to be young, but I thought that we would have been a little better, especially offensively. I think we've played fairly decent defensively most times, but we're just having way too many inconsistent droughts where we're not putting up some points.
The ball just seems not to be going in the hoop right now on the offense. Are the shots just not falling, or are you finding some times where you're having trouble turning the ball over? Is it a little combination of both?
A little bit of both, but more of the latter. I mean, we turn the ball over it's way too much in every game. And, we've gotten some better with it, but, our biggest weakness that really we shoot ourselves in the foot so many times about is, and maybe we'll get the kids to realize this or to, I guess, keep their composure about it, but a turnover that sails out of bounds or into the crowd or whatever, or even a walk or something like that. You don't like it, but it doesn't just kill you because you've got time to get your defense set up. But those turnovers that instantly turn into points that they're laying up on the other end, those are the ones that really hurt us.
Coach, is it more frustrating to have one where you just throw one out of bounds that makes no sense, or one that you turn it over in the play and they're able to go down and get a quick two?
The ones they get points off of are the ones that really bother me. Now, and even some of those, if we're being aggressive and trying something, that we can learn from and is going to make us better on down the line, I'm good with things like that. But when we're doing it just because we're in a panic to get rid of it, we don't know what to do, those are the ones that just really upset you.
And your game against Pickett County Tuesday night was a tough one. They're one of the better 1A teams in the state. They play an up-and-down style basketball, try to speed you up a little bit. How did that game play out?
We played well early and handled the pressure and actually forced them to have to get out of their press. And, we were still behind, but it just was out of hand at that point. But then we really struggled scoring in the half court. They're so long with Abby Bilber there around the rim. But, we were not quite to the point yet. We don't have much of a mid-range game when we went. Once we beat our defender, take the shot before we get in that shot blocker. But we've had a tough stretch here lately. We had played Clay and Red Bull and Pickett and those three. We're very good teams there. And those are very far behind Clark Range.
In segment three of the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we visit with both Cookeville and Sparta's boys coaches who play each other this Friday night in Cookeville. At the halfway mark of the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we hear from Cookeville High School boys coach Josh Hurd, who tried to take full advantage of a week last week where they only played one game.
Well, we just worked on some individual skill stuff. I've kind of changed the nature of practice and how we do things the first 25 or 30 minutes of practice, and just trying to get better as individual basketball players. You know, that's kind of been our focus. And, you know, we break down team stuff the day before in regards to what we're going to do to a team and how we're going to use that. But just trying to get better individually is our main goal.
Coach, we're over halfway through your first season here as head coach. What's been the biggest challenge for you?
I tell you, you know, it's the speed of the season. It goes fast, you know, and having two games a week, you know, it's tough just to try to, you know, get the kids to focus on this team, and you got to turn around and focus on another team. And, you know, depending upon if you won or lost the game before, you know, the mindset of the team is hinders in regards to that. And, you know, but, you know, I'm thankful that we're getting ready to start district play, and, you know, I'm eager just to see, you know, how this season has treated us in the first half of it is how it's going to make us better for the second half. And so I'm eager to get started on Friday.
Starting so late in the season, not playing before Christmas, how does that help you as a coach and your team get ready for the games that are most important?
It kind of leads into it. You know, I told the boys last night before we left Cleveland that, you know, as of last night, our record is 0-0. And that's just got to be our mindset, you know. And we've played a very, very tough schedule this year, the first half of it. I think one of the coaches looked it up on Coach T or TWS, and it said that we had the ninth toughest schedule, you know, in the state or something like that. And you know, I'm hoping that's going to be good for us. You know, we saw the nature of talent that we had to play, and we buckled down, and hopefully we got ourselves better and tougher. And hopefully the district games, you know, will be a little bit easier for us. I'm not talking about team-wise. I'm just talking about easier in a mindset of for us that we are accustomed to the speed, accustomed to the toughness. And we, you know, the game's going to be a little easier for us, hopefully.
And, Coach, just getting to know you like I have here over the last little bit, it would be completely out of character for you to have scheduled just a bunch of easy games to get a bunch of wins in your first year as your head coach that wouldn't have prepared you like you hope it has for this district schedule coming up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that'll be something that, you know, even though I didn't have anything to do with this schedule, this year is already made, but I would have definitely have made it the same exact way, if not tougher. You know, just like what you said, you know, I want to be able to get better and play the best competition possible. And then when we go into our district play, you know, we're used to that tough grind games and just we're just more equipped for them. And hopefully I will continue to, and my teams will continue to have the same type of schedules. And, you know, we're going to have good records, and we're going to have bad records, you know, at the end of that first half of the season. But to be honest with you, I don't care if we're 10-0 or 0-10, as long as I know that we're getting better and we're seeing what we need to fix.
We now hear from Cookeville's opponent this Friday night in White County and how the Warriors can work on keeping teams from driving the lane.
Well, you know, we did everything right. You know, obviously it's hard to contain any good players, you know, off the dribble. But we got help, but we just didn't get the third man rotation. And, you know, we're going to work on that this week. And that was basically the bottom line. You know, anytime that you're playing man and they penetrate, the help comes, you got to have the third man rotation. Everybody's got to kind of scramble. So, and we just didn't do a good job of that last night, but we'll work on that and get it fixed.
I'm sure there was a plan for CJ Taylor. Now that you've seen him a couple times, though, just how hard is he to stop?
Well, CJ, he's got it. He's got it all. He can shoot out. I call him James Harden Jr. I mean, he can shoot outside. He's very physical and strong inside. He's a great rebounder. And, you know, you have to key on him, or, you know, he can single-handedly beat you. It was big last night when he picked up his fifth foul, you know, in midway through the fourth, and that hurt them. And, you know, that was just a great play by Cade Clark. I think Cade Clark drew three charges on him, and, you know, that's big. And you definitely got to box CJ out.
The next player I want to talk about for Warren, because they seemed like he, especially in the second quarter when you mentioned all the M1s, LeCedric Cox seemed like he kind of just gave you guys a lot of fits, but in the second half it seemed like you kind of contained that more. Well, what were some of the adjustments you made?
Well, you know, we were trying to no help on a Espinoza because he's a great shooter, and Coach Sullivan did a great job of putting him on the side, you know, and the big on the side. And then when Spates would go down, penetrate, you know, we didn't get a good rotation. But LeCedric, you know, you just gotta, you know, he's been a really good shooter over the past. I think he, you know, he's not shooting it great right now, but he's always a threat, a danger, and you know, he really he runs the floor well. And we didn't really make, you know, that many adjustments on him in the second half. Spates just kind of took over and was dumping down to Cummings in the paint. So, you know, it really wasn't necessarily any adjustments that we made. You know, we tried to switch defenses to keep them off guard. But, you know, they played well last night, and, you know, it came down to the wire.
You know, when Micah came into the game last night, he seemed like he was able to help y'all lock down the boards with his height. Was this a game that kind of played more into his skill set?
Yeah, well, you know, Micah, you know, he is we've been bringing him off the bench because he gets, as he did last night, he had three fouls the first half. He, you know, he's so much bigger. I don't know if that's the problem, but he always, you know, he comes in and gets foul trouble. So we've been bringing him off the bench, and he brings an element that a lot of people don't have. He's 6'7". He's a really good rebounder. He's a really good free throw shooter. We had liked for him to score a little more on the block. But, you know, when he comes in and you're struggling rebounding, he can go up and get it. And that really kind of kept us in the game there in the second quarter. When he came in, he started pulling some boards and changing some shots. He just gets in foul trouble so quickly, you know, that we couldn't keep him in the game. So, but yeah, he flies under the radar for sure, and he brings the element. We're gonna need him down the stretch.
Segment four of the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We preview another Friday night matchup, this time on the girls' side between Livingston Academy and York Institute. As always, thank you for joining us on the High School Playbook, built by Mountain Barn Builders. We kick off the fourth segment with Livingston Academy girls coach Leslie Riddle as she talks about their 15-point win over Watertown Tuesday night.
Oh, it was the defense. The game plan was to try to speed them up a little bit, force a few turnovers. And so defensively, the kids really bought in and worked together as a team. And so defense, definitely.
One thing I've noticed in watching your team play all year is it seems like they communicate really, really well on defense. Is that something that you emphasized before the season?
Well, obviously during summer camp, you want to start all those things. And that's actually a weakness, in my opinion, of their communication, especially in transition. So that's something we're always working on. But that is something that they've been trying to get better at and communicate and know, you know, the strengths of the other team's individuals.
How important is playing well on defense, especially for younger kids? Because younger players obviously think a lot more about offense than they do defense sometimes.
Well, high school coaching, that's definitely a challenge. Like you said, teenagers, they think scoring is the main role of anybody. But we're in a team where our scoring is not consistent. We have players that might score 18 one game and then two the next. So that's really something that we've emphasized from the beginning. And our confidence offensively may not be where it needs to be the most successful team we can, but we understand that, you know, with that inconsistency, we have to have some consistency somewhere, so we need to find it on our defensive end and with rebounding, and both of those areas, we're pretty consistent, defense and rebounding, but and then the games where we happen to score enough points, we'll be pretty successful, but with the offense and consistency, we have to focus on our defense.
Aaliyah gave you 20 last night. You mentioned her as one of your key players at the start of the year. Has she been everything you've expected her to be so far?
She's getting better every day. Of course, she's a freshman, and you know the physicality and the speed of the high school game compared to the eighth grade game is way different. So she's learning and getting better every day, and she's just a easily coachable young lady. She tries so hard to please. That she's always trying to improve and trying to ask questions and learn more. She is much improved since the beginning of the season, and she's definitely somebody we're relying on now, even though she is a freshman. But, yeah, she's improved, much improved, and we expect it to continue.
That's got to be encouraging for how good she could be here in, you know, two or three years, right?
Well, I sure hope so. We've banked a lot of things on her, and she's making everybody better. She's taking a little more of the pressure off some of the other kids. And so, yeah, if she can continue to improve, she's going to be one of the special ones from here.
So talk about Keaton Webb next. What does she bring to the table on a nightly basis?
Well, just that outside threat, and she's a great three-point shooter, but more than that, she's a great scorer. She has an athletic ability that some of the other kids just don't have, and you know, people talk about her motor, you know, that she's got a motor that just keeps going and going, and she's a kid that she doesn't have to sub out, she doesn't get tired, she gets some of the toughest defensive assignments. So yeah, she's definitely probably the key to us at this point.
The Dragonettes of York Institute travel to number one ranked Macon County Tuesday night. Coach Michael Green breaks down his team's performance.
You know, like you said, Macon, you know, top ranked team in AA, they're definitely an extremely tough opponent. You know, we kind of made it a little easier for them coming down, taking some quick shots and weren't, you know, we didn't connect on them, and you know, they ran out on us there several times. You know, we saw some good things, and we also saw that they've got a lot to work on still.
Well, what's been the key to the success the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season for you?
Well, you know what, we're extremely young, and we've you know, even this summer we had 3 or 4 players out, didn't get to play much at all, and you know, 2 of them have been starting for us now. So I think we've done kind of a better job gelling a little bit, you know, just kind of getting used to each other. And, you know, we're learning as we go still. Still got a long ways to go, but I think this...
I know you mentioned before that you were still having to spend a little bit of time figuring out rotations, where you were going to put people. Has that kind of figured itself out at this point in the year, though?
Yeah, we've, for the most part, we've got everything figured out there rotational-wise. Of course, you know, when 2 or 3 of your rotation are freshmen, you know, it's not always going to be the same one every night where we're so young. And, you know, I mean, you have, you know, a little bit of learning curve there. But for the most part, we finally got the rotation kind of narrowed down a little bit. Still playing several girls, but, you know, we'll even narrow it down a little bit more here probably as the season goes on.
And let's talk about these younger players. So you've had a lot of them step up. A lot of them have received early playing time in their careers. Gabby's one that really sticks out. How is she and the others, how have they adjusted to the high school game?
They've, you know, I think they've done well. Anytime a freshman, you know, anytime you've got a winning record and you have freshmen that are contribute to that, they've obviously done some things well. You know, Gabby and Ellie both, they usually start for us, and you know, if they're ever on the same night, we're pretty tough to beat. It's just trying to get both of them on the same page the same night, you know, having a good offensive night and a good defensive night. And we've had that a time or two, but, you know, well, I think we can be pretty good when they both get on the same page and you know, start having solid nights on offense and defense every single night.
For the fifth and final segment of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders, we visit with Coach Dana McWilliams and the 17-2, number 2 ranked Lady Bees from Upperman, and Coach John Sanders and his boys at DeKalb County. And just like that, the fifth and final segment of this week's High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach Dana McWilliams' Lady Bees controlled the game from start to finish last night with a 52-35 victory over DeKalb County in Baxter.
I did. I thought, you know, I've been watching a little film this morning, and I thought we really was a great team effort. We had a lot of good play from a lot of different people.
So what was the game plan as far as holding DeKalb's point guard Maya Rush in check?
Well, you know, we just, as far as what we were trying to do, we were trying, you know, I thought obviously we try to make sure that defensively we were in good position to defend all their players.
And the defense as a whole held DeKalb to just 35 points for the game. Was it more of your press that kind of got them in turnovers and got you guys out in transition?
Well, you know, I think our press was effective sometimes, but I think our half-court defense was really a big difference in my opinion.
What's the key to your team's execution in the half-court on defense?
Well, you know, we definitely have to make sure we have a good game plan and put ourselves in the right positions defensively. But these guys are smart players, and we're getting better defensively, I feel like, every game. I thought we did a good job rebounding the ball last night also.
That was actually going to be my next question, was you've mentioned before that you've still wanted to see your team get better on defense. What are the improvements that you're seeing so far since then?
Well, I think, you know, we're pressuring the ball a little bit better. On the ball, defense is becoming a little better. I think, you know, rebounding is always a key. And I think, you know, for this team, they're starting to buy into that more and more every day. And they're really working hard to be a good rebounding team.
And speaking on rebounding, Abigail seems like she's played the biggest role this year in just keeping the boards locked down, holding the teams to just one shot on their end. Is that something that you've seen as just kind of her main role on the team?
I wouldn't say that's her main role. I think, you know, for her, that's an important role. But, you know, it takes everybody. You know, she does get a lot of rebounds. She does a great job in there going and getting the rebounds. But, you know, it takes everybody boxing out their man, making sure that they're doing their part so she or whoever else, you know, can go and get the rebound for us.
And Reagan and Tori led the way once again on offense. Is that just kind of more of the same from those two at this point?
Well, you know, they're both veteran players for me. Reagan is a 3-year starter. Tori is, you know, she saw significant playing time as a freshman and started actually in the late in the tournament games that season. And then, you know, she's been a 2-year starter. So they have a lot of experience and they're very good team players. They do a lot of little things. You know, they both do different things, but mean a lot to this team.
What are those two like as leaders? I know you've mentioned having a lot of younger players this year, but how important is it to have two players like them in leadership positions?
Well, it's very important. You know, honestly, Ashlyn McClellan, our senior, has been our biggest leader for us, but she's been injured, and she's been a big leader even during her injury on the bench, in the locker room. She's done a great job. And Tori and Reagan, you know, they've stepped up and filled that role while Ashlyn's been out on the court. And, you know, they're very confident players. And it's nice that, you know, I got several compliments last night just on the kids on how much they share the ball and how well they play together. And, you know, I told our team that's one of the biggest compliments you can receive.
Coach John Sanders and his DeKalb County boys were on the wrong side of a 90-33 game last night in Baxter with the Upperman boys. Let's listen in to see where they go from here.
Yeah, you know, they're just, I mean, they're very skilled, athletic, very deep, just like you said. You know, we just never really, I just felt like we never really showed up. But to their credit, I mean, they were getting after it on defense really well, moving the ball on offense really well, you know, getting a lot of open shots.
Does it make it tougher for a younger team when, you know, you get to a game, you're playing a tough opponent, and the offense kind of struggles at the start?
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, for us, you know, going to that game, you know, we need some shots to go down early just to sort of get our nerves settled, things like that, you know, and we had a couple close looks early on that didn't go down, so then it's like, you know, the basket just starts looking smaller and smaller, and then, you know, right the opposite for the other team, you know, they start getting some easy baskets, you know, and then it all of a sudden for them the basket looks bigger. You know, I think they made 14 threes last night, but you know, it's shooting becomes a lot easier when the pressure's less on you. So, you know, they did a good job of getting out, getting easy baskets in transition, so then it, you know, just opens up everything else after that.
Does playing in a tougher district, does that become a good thing in the long term for just developing younger players and playing that top-notch competition?
It does. I mean, it's tough going through growing pains and things like that, but it does. I mean, in the long run, you know, if you can get people to sort, you know, your players and fans to sort of buy into that and understand that, it, you know, it's going to take a little time, especially when you've got some younger guys playing. You know, if everybody buys in, you know, it'll benefit you in the long run for sure, playing tougher competition early.
And you mentioned turnovers a lot earlier in the season as one of your main issues. Has that gotten better in your eyes? Is it kind of the same? What's the current temperature on as far as turnovers for your team?
You know, it's about the same. You know, we did a little bit better against Cookeville and Cannon County last week. But, you know, again, last night we just had way too many of them to give ourselves a chance to compete in that game. You know, we just got to settle down, take better care of the ball, not get sped up so fast. Even if we're not turning the ball over last night, you know, we were taking four quick, you know, rush shots. So it's it's almost like a turnover.
What are some of the things you can do to improve the turnover issue in the meantime, though?
Well, you know, in practice, you know, we try to do different drills, you know, as far as like sometimes, you know, we put our varsity at a disadvantage where they're playing against six or seven defenders. You know, we try to limit them to where, you know, maybe the only pass they can make is a bounce pass. Unless they're throwing a skip pass, then they can, you know, obviously skip it through the air. But just things like that. You know, we try to put the guy, the ball handler, at a disadvantage where they've really got to, you know, be sharper with the ball, you know, attention to detail and things like that.
And that's it for this week's edition of the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Thank you for spending an hour with us each and every Wednesday night during basketball season. Check in to see how all your favorite teams perform on UCSportsNation.com. UCSportsNation.com, driven by East Tennessee Ford.